I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Could a crisis be a good thing? In the Middle East, a transformation is taking place. Open Doors USA is seeing tensions disappear, enemies becoming friends, and Muslims coming to Christ. In Syria and Lebanon, buses of refugees are piling into churches, singing and praising God. One woman said, and these are her words, "Thank God we've gone through this crisis. We as a church became stronger because of it." Continue praying for refugees as they come to know God. Meanwhile, the kingdom of God's growing in Bangladesh. Joe Handley of Asian Access stopped by recently to share the details.
There's a huge need in the country today for training, and they have a facility they're trying to build that will service all these training groups, including Asian Access, Wycliffe Bible Translators, many others.
God is using this project in its infancy, but the greatest impact won't happen unless the center is completely finished. You can help get it there at missionnetworknews.org.
It says something to those people, and they're saying, "Why are you helping me like this?" And it gives us opportunities to share why we're doing this. We can present Christ to them in a very loving and compassionate way. And many are coming to Christ through these types of ministries.
And while many churches have a strong pro-life stand, some haven't been able to successfully embed that into everyday ministry. President of Life Matters Worldwide, Tom Lothmer, says churches can't abandon the biblical pro-life message. See, God created man in his image. And Lothmer says Life Matters trains churches in unpacking that message. Crisis pregnancy and end-of-life support programs can have a huge impact. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to get our daily e-news blast for free. Go to Mission Network News, type in your email address, and you'll have up-to-date missions news every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.